Professor Dieter, can you tell us something about the overall religious picture in your country? Germany is about evenly divided, isn't it, between Catholics and Protestants?
Yes, there is nearly the same amount of Protestants and Catholics, and that means that there are very many mixed marriages, though the challenge for ecumenism is an everyday challenge. And in many parishes, Catholic and priests and Protestant pastors work very well together. Now, of course, we also see some challenges in Germany. The lack of priests in the Catholic Church leads to a situation where many priests are overworked, and it is very difficult often for them to find time for ecumenical events, for ecumenical services, because ecumenical services are all this extra work. And so sometimes it is difficult, but on the whole, I think there are so many cooperations on many different levels that ecumenism is an everyday reality in Germany.
And so it remains quite a high priority, would you say, within both churches there?
Yeah, I would say, and this is also the case because for the perception of the general public, there is no clear distinction between the Protestant and the Catholic Church. So that means if there are problems in the Catholic Church, like the misuse of children by some priests, this also affected the Protestant churches. And I think also the other way around. So it is clear that in order to get a good perception and to get good working possibilities in society, the churches are simply forced to work together, because many people would not and do not understand that the churches are in many conflicts with each other. And the churches, I think the responsible people in the churches see this. Not all of them have realized this in a full way, I think, on both sides, but many see it. And so they see that they can only win together or lose together, but they cannot win in opposition to each other.
You mentioned the sex abuse scandals and the numbers, of course, of Catholics who have been leaving the church. Is the Protestant church, or are the Protestant churches, facing similar problems of declining numbers at the moment?
Yes, of course. But the main problem for, I think, for all churches is the demographic change, though that unfortunately there are not so many children who are born in Germany. And that means that by the change of the population, the number of people who belong to the church is decreasing, and it will decrease. And this is the strongest factor for the lack of people, or the fact that churches lose members. Many of them also leave because they are unsatisfied or have lost the relation to the church and to God. But the demographic factor is a very strong element in Germany.
Are there many Catholics and Lutherans changing, converting to the other church, if you like, or is this not very much a common phenomenon?
This doesn't happen very often in Germany. It's very different from the United States, for example. Now, with reference to the sexual abuse problems, quite a number of Catholics left the Catholic Church and joined a Protestant church. But I think this is a singular event, and it doesn't happen very often that Protestants convert to the Catholic Church or the other way around.
Pope Benedict is visiting Erfurt, isn't he, where Luther lived and studied. He's also going to Freiburg, more of a Catholic heartland, and then, of course, the city of Berlin. What kind of reception do you think he will receive in these very different cities?
Well, of course, I think in Erfurt, I expect that he is very warmly welcome. People, irrespective whether they are Catholics or Protestants, feel honored by his visit, and they see that it was the special wish of the Pope to have more time to meet Protestant responsible persons in Erfurt. And I think this is clearly seen that he wants also to have an ecumenical emphasis for his visit. So I think the visit in Erfurt will be very well received. Berlin is a very different situation. I could expect that the reception there is a little bit cooler or not so warm. But even if there may be some protesters, I think on the whole he will be received and welcomed very, very warmly.
You're talking about the importance of the meeting with Lutheran leaders. What impact, what real impact do you think this kind of visit and this kind of meeting can have? There are those who say that although it's a very high-profile meeting, in concrete terms, it's little more than perhaps a photo opportunity for the two churches.
Yeah, well, this is always the problem with such visits, that they are planned so carefully in advance that for personal encounter, there is not much space left. But I think it will depend very much on the words that the Pope will find in Erfurt, whether he can include the Protestants in what he says without trying to dominate them. So it is a delicate task for him, but I'm convinced that he will find good words in Erfurt to cope with this not easy situation.
The Lutheran world is, of course, already looking forward to 2017, the 500th anniversary of the beginnings of the Reformation. Do you think this will feature quite largely on the agenda during this visit?
No, I don't think. This is such a difficult and a complex question that I cannot imagine that this will play a big role. In the International Catholic Lutheran Commission, we are working to write a text on how to commemorate 2017, 500 years of Reformation. But we have learned that this question has so many aspects that I cannot expect that the Pope will say very much about this question. I guess that he will say some more general words, and they may be very important for the future of the relations and also how Catholics and Protestants approach 2017. But I don't think that he can go into details and bring the question really very much further. He can outline some general views, but I don't think he can do more.
The Pope is, of course, addressing Catholics right across United Germany. Can you tell us something about the situation in former East Germany, the ecumenical picture there?
Well, I think as long as the German Democratic Republic existed, there were very good relations between Protestants and Catholics, at least between those who were close to their churches. They were in a similar situation of marginalization and oppression, and so they were very open for cooperation. Now many things changed, and I think the relations are a little bit less intense than they were before, but I think still there are many good experiences from the past left, and new experiences are added to these old good experiences. So that I think the ecumenical climate in Eastern Germany is, according to my perception, quite good.
What would be your message for the Pope as he sets out on this third journey back to his homeland, to your homeland? What message do you think he can bring to the country today? What would you most like to hear or most like to say to him on this journey?
Well, I would very much hope that the Pope invites not only Catholics, but also Lutherans and all Protestants to work together in deepening the spiritual life of the Christians in a context which is very much secularized. And I also hope that the Pope, or I would suggest, that he could invite the Protestants to work together with the Catholics to open and to help each other to open the treasures of their respective traditions. I have the impression that many Christians in Germany have forgotten their traditions and how rich their traditions are. And I think it could be the unique opportunity of an ecumenical age that we open our respective traditions without understanding them in an antagonistic way, that they are not critical over against the other church, but that we help each other to find the spiritual rich traditions and to open them for the present and for the future. And if this were the invitation, let's work together for becoming more faithful Christians. I think this would be a good message that the Pope could give to Germany.
Professor Theodor Dieter, Director of the Institute for Ecumenical Research in Strasbourg, France.